We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think that is a concern. I mean, certainly I've seen the news reports of the last week and a half about grumblings about NFL owners and what actually happens to the future. I don't know how that's going to play out. I think it does complicate sort of a partnership at this point. It's, you know, I think people want some answers, and there certainly is a lot of questionable behavior and things that have happened. Don't know how that's going to turn out. I'm not an attorney. We'll see how it plays out.
That is State Senator Jeremy McPike, who was with us just a bit ago right here on Grant and Danny. He is changing his vote from yes to give the Commanders about $300 million for their stadium to no. That's two state senators who have been on the air today. Both were yeses in the 32-8 vote. They're now no's. Both say it's going to be a very, very tight vote. Chad Peterson, who was on with the Junkies and B. Mitch and Finley today, went as far as to say that he thinks it's a Hail Mary now for the team to actually get this money in the vote. Also, the number is no longer $350 million. It's now under $300 million, according to McPike, who just joined us. We're going to get to the phones. We're going to let you guys go hard in the paint here in any direction you want. 800-636-1067. In just a second. I wanted to drill down really quickly on something because I just kind of finally was able to, you know, find where you and I, we've agreed on a lot of this, but where we disagree is, and I think it comes down to this. You say, don't give Dan Snyder any money. He'll build the stadium here anyway. And my point is, I don't think he will. And I think we disagree on that. In other words, if you don't provide anything when Maryland is offering $400 million around the stadium, he'll go to Maryland and he'll build next to FedEx Field. And maybe your response to that is, okay, cool. And that, you know, that's going to be a lot of people's like tough guy, like, cool, Maryland can have it then. But there is a benefit to having this stadium. It will do some good in Virginia. It will be a big deal. And you're saying, don't give him the money. He's going to build it here anyway. He wants to be here. I don't think he will build it here if he doesn't get that money. That's a disconnect, I think, that we kind of found out finally how to voice during the break.
Because again, I think where I would take issue is he's not getting money from Prince George's County or from Maryland. They're going to build something, and they're doing that with or without Dan Snyder. Basically, they're going to improve that area that's close to FedEx Field, put a Panera in, and a couple other whatevers.
Part of the plans would be that they are building, see the battery, and I know you haven't been to that ballpark in Atlanta, but like right around there, they are building all around that stadium. They are right now one of two stadiums in the National Football League where there's not a single bar or restaurant within a mile of the stadium.
Yeah.
They're going to fix that. And the money that they're dumping in is on hotels and on places where you can go eat and drink and have fun and kick it all day long. And that is really good for Dan Snyder. Even if that's not money for his stadium, that is $400 million worth of an awesome spot around the stadium that adds foot traffic, that makes more people come to the game, that makes for a better experience. All the stuff people complain about. Why don't you go to FedEx? Well, there's none of this and this and this. It's now there. So he will benefit immensely from that, and there's none of that from Virginia at all.
In theory, people going to, I keep saying Panera, people going to a Panera before the game might lead to maybe more people going to the game. The difference to me is it's not going to be on the FedEx Field 200 acres of property that it would be when they buy the 200 acres or whatever, however big the site is, in a different location where there's a lot more money to be had. In other words, them owning the amphitheater and the wave pools, whatever the different things that they want to put there, they need that. That gives them the benefits. So when you eat at that restaurant, when you stay at that hotel, when you stay on their grounds, that's theirs. This, the Maryland way is, well, secondhand, you might see a few hundred more people going to a place that nobody really wants to go to. So for me, If I'm Virginia, I'm going, he needs us. He's lost Maryland. He's lost D.C. He's desperate for us. And if you want to give him a break on the back end, it's just the upfront part of it that really bothers me. And I know it's there's a machination where, no, it's this kind of financing or it's that, and it really won't cost him anything. It still looks like hundreds of millions of dollars going to Dan Snyder. And that's really hard to swallow for a lot of people, myself included. You want to give him, you know, make instead of charging, I don't know, I'm just making up a rate, 7% tax, charge 6.8%, and you get your $300 million over 30 years. You want to do it that way? Do it that way. But I really do believe that Virginia is their only saving grace, and they're trying desperately to pretend that it's not, but I think it's Virginia. I think it has to be for them because they're basically going, we've lost points in D.C., we've lost all of Maryland, if we haven't yet, we're about to. Our only holding ground, number one, in place where we might be able to expand, where we could start selling these luxury suites to all these data companies in Leesburg and all the internet tech companies, the Silicon Valley in the greater Ashburn area, is in Northern Virginia. I think he needs Virginia more than anything else.
Ryan, do me a favor. Find me how many NFL stadiums were paid for entirely by the owner, are privately owned. I'll bet you can count them on one hand.
Probably not many.
Doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Owners don't do that. And while they should, precedent is what it is. Not to mention, you're dealing with some of the most petty, biggest egoed people ever who have never been told no. You're saying, sorry, nope, we're not doing that. Nope, we're not going to do that either. And they're going, okay, no problem. We'll just go build over here. Hey, you guys, no problem. We'll just bring all the business to you and I'll pay for everything. I don't think Dan Snyder's going to do that. I will disagree with you. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. But your point is, give him no money, give him nothing, and he'll build it in Virginia anyway. And I'm saying it'll end up in Maryland.
So just looking up a couple, SoFi Stadium and MetLife Stadium were 100% privately funded recently, which I'm really surprised by.
And I would say those are two of maybe three or four in all of football, if I had to guess. We'll get the exact number, but I think it's a really, really small number. Let's go to Ron, who's in Matthews, whatever. Where's Matthews?
Where's Matthews?
It's on the 757-804 border.
All right. Very good. What's up?
So I grew up most of my life in the 757, worked in Northern Virginia and lived in Northern Virginia. Now I still work in Northern Virginia, but I live a little more further south. Virginia does not need, and almost everybody I know does not want, Daniel Snyder nor that stadium in this state for a plethora of reasons. In the 757, almost all of my Redskins friends growing up are now either Panthers or Cowboys friends. When I lived in Northern Virginia for 4.5 years, I could maybe find, I think I found four people that were Redskins fans. In Herndon, I couldn't find a single Redskins establishment to go to. I found a Bills and a Miami Dolphins bars right across the street from each other. The Redskins bar in One Loudoun is no longer there. The fan base is not what it's proposed to be.
Well, I don't think it's proposed to be that anymore. I think we kind of know the score. Ryan, you got the numbers. What do you got?
Yeah, so I looked up in Los Angeles Times. There are currently only four teams in the NFL that own and operate the stadiums they play in. That was an article from 2019, and
of the eight newest constructions, only two were totally privately financed.
And four in the league, he's saying, out of 30, probably. I don't see it.
Because I mean, a lot of them are older. But so yeah, I mean, and Buffalo got public money, and
of course.
You know, most teams will, but most teams aren't the most toxic, hated, despised, low attendance garbage fires that these guys are.
Yeah, and I don't want this to come off and sound like I'm saying anyone should be paying for his stadium. I'm just dealing with what is. And what is there's a precedent, there's a way this normally works. You say no, okay, fine. You can say no. You don't have to give him any money. They go to Maryland. Maryland's already said, we're going to give you this money, not for the stadium, but the semantics are for the stuff outside the stadium, next to the stadium. So you come, Danny's going, well, it's not on the lot. Well, you park, you get out of your car, you walk there, and then you walk to the stadium. It's all right there. Let's go to Adam and Culpepper. You're on the fan. What's up, Adam?
Hey, fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
We lost you, buddy. Your phone broke up. Sorry about that.
Call back.
The guy from the 757 made me think about this. What if, because we've had two senators on the station today, both up here, like Northern Virginia in this area, and Mick Pike is actually a state senator. He mentioned he covers the area where the stadium is, like right there in Prince William County.
Yeah.
Super relevant. But what if all of the guys up here and the ladies up here say, no, we don't want this. It would be ridiculous. We want nothing to do with this. No, thank you. And then it's some of the senators, it seems, I don't know that it's partisan, but like Republican senators say in different parts of the state that aren't Northern Virginia, which is more blue and where it seems like there's more of a coalition against this, they all vote yes. And then the stadium is actually here in Northern Virginia, but it's people in 757 right. or, you know,
down guys outside, outside Blacksburg. King they're like, George totally County put it there.
What, yeah. I don't know if it's still Whitman or who it is back when I grew up. That's who it was. But like those senators all vote yes. And then it's the senators up here voting no. And it's in their backyard. And those other senators are voting yes. I don't know what the benefit would be at that point. Maybe just to go with the governor or I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah, you get to go. You just you'd be able to say without any specifics. Look how pro-business I am. Pro-business. I did some business stuff with business.
Let's go to G in Woodbridge. G, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey,
first time caller. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, thanks, look at you.
Thank you.
Hit that, hooray!
A bunch today. You've been firing up Jim Zorn there.
First time callers today. How about it? I love that.
Yeah, I've lived in PG County all my life. I've just moved out down here to Woodbridge. I've been there for like about a year and a half, going on two. It's dumb traffic here on like a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock anyway, like on just a regular day. Now you're going to bring the commanders down here and, oh, the traffic is going to be terrible. Plus, you know, say it happens. I vote no, by the way. But say if it happens, it's like they're going to tear away from like D.C. and Maryland. You know, like no one wants to come wants to come all the way down here for a game and deal with the traffic and everything. Plus, you know, with this new brand they're trying to get going, you're going to need D.C. and Maryland, not just only Virginia. Thank
well, you heard what McPike said. I mean, he thinks, and he did say this is speculative, not from anyone with the team, but he thinks when they named the team Commanders, went the military theme, part of the baked-in thinking was they'd be in that Woodbridge-ish, or maybe it's Loudoun County, Northern Virginia area with bases, with a heavy military presence, and that's who you're marketing to at that point. Mm. And you're trying to build a new brand. And everyone says, well, you're losing and leaving fans in Maryland and D.C., which I think is not debatable. That's irrefutable. You would absolutely lose and hemorrhage fans probably in those two locales. But maybe they're viewing new team, new name. New phone, who dis?
Like,
new name and new kind of fan base, I guess. I don't know. Let's go to Kevin in Upper Marlboro on G&D. What are you voting for, Kev?
Hey.
Or rooting for, hey, I guess, guys, is the better word.
Well, hey, I'm voting that they stay in the gorgeous Prince George's. I'm one of those few who was born in D.C. and raised and currently live in Prince George's. The reason it failed at FedEx, it was a failure from the beginning. Even when they named it, I don't know if you guys remember Raljohn. Raljohn. It was doomed to fail. And also with the mall being closed, Landover Mall right next to it, where you were supposed to get the foot traffic, that went the way of the dodo bird. So first rule of real estate, where you want a prime position or prime location is location, location, location. FedEx Field was a bad location, but they have an opportunity to build it up. If they miss this opportunity, they may be in a position where they will not be able to recover. Because like the first caller, if they move to Virginia, you have headquarters in Ashburn, you have the training facility in Richmond, and now you're going to have the stadium possibly in Woodbridge or Dumfries.
Well, remember though, Kevin, if they build a stadium, everything's there. There's no training camp in Richmond as of now anyway. It doesn't sound like they're going there at all this year, that they haven't been there full-time even as recently as last year. But the stadium, training camp, the facility, everything's under one roof. That's the whole point. And someone had said earlier, I think it might have been our buddy Mark in Largo, like you're building the stadium in Virginia, you better move your facility to Maryland or give them something. That's not what's going to happen. Virginia, part of why you would vote yes is because these players make money that you tax them on in your state, and then you make a lot of money on those taxes. Like, not to mention, at the facility, they're always doing stuff. They've got Women of Washington events, and there's something at the facility all the time, whether we know it or not, in the bubble, or they're having some dinner or some banquet. All of that foot traffic, all of those things, OTAs right now, mini camps, players being in town, living near the facility, it's all business opportunities, frankly. I mean, so that's part of what you're paying for, honestly. Let's go to Josh, who is in Upper Marlboro as well. We're playing out by FedEx Field. What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
What are you rooting for this week?
Hey, fellas. I am rooting for this Bill to go down in flames and then Kentucky Derby-like in the last stretch, RFK to make a comeback. And before we just dismiss that as completely infeasible, things change quickly in politics and sports all the time. You could have not have told me that John Gruden would not be a coach this year, right? Like, he was a $100 million man, and then boom, he's gone. The Clippers owner, you had one tape, and this guy is out of there. And the same thing in politics. And so it's the one site that gets everyone excited. Let Muriel Bowser get through her reelection. She starts thinking about her legacy. She wants to move some things around and make this happen. And then something happens to Dan Snyder. And the next thing you know, we have the stadium in the one place that it actually should be, that people from all three locales would be excited about. And so, and Danny, we need you to do the same thing you did to Ernie Grunfeld and get Snyder fired too, man. I don't know why you haven't ramped up the campaign on this one, man.
I'm working on it. I mean, in that one, I was basically appealing to an audience of one.
Are you getting credit for Grunfeld's departure after 14 years of him being bad at his job?
Shtick circle, a few, like seven people who follow the Wizards along with me believe that.
Okay.
No, but it was, you know, that hashtag, you know, or whatever it was firing at Grunfeld. I put a tweet out a day, I think it was 80 some days in a row consecutively, and I believed one of them. Yeah. I started in November, and I went at least, you know, maybe it got to 100 days. I can't remember what it was, but it was months and months of correct information. These are things that happened. And there was like one or two that people were like, well, maybe not. And that was like the most argument and pushback I got.
I don't remember that. That's hilarious. It is just funny. Where my stance is always, I'll never call for anyone's job. And you tweeted every single day for 100 straight days to fire someone.
Yeah, who had been on the job for 15 years. He had enough time to cement his legacy. Yeah, but it was for an audience of one guy, the guy that could fire him, and Ted saw it.
Jeff in Manassas, what's up?
What's up, Jeff?
Evening, guys. Let's see where to start with this. I've been listening to everyone. So far, I'm the only caller that I'm old enough to be your father's, and I've lived in Prince William County my whole life.
Hey, now.
Here we go.
All right, so this is important. So I want to know, what are you rooting
for? Where to start with this? I would love to be talking to your senators. First question to folks that live in Woodbridge. What the heck do you think is going to go into that acreage they just bought? You think it's going to stay vacant? They're going to fill that stuff with either more commercial structures or, as usual, Prince William County, another 1,000 homes.
So, meaning if it's not a stadium? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, absolutely. Right. Something is going in that spot.
Oh,
it's not going to become a wildlife refuge.
Right. That's a
great line. Traffic is going up.
Yep.
It's going to happen. So go talk to the folks that live out in the Gainesville area. When many years ago, Disney was going to build a park out there, and they all crazy, and they got it killed over traffic. Well, have you been on 66 lately between Gainesville and 495?
Thank God they did. I haven't been in traffic in that area in a long time, Jeff.
Okay, well, I'm sure you've got some callers that are right now sitting in it.
That was facetious. That was my sarcasm.
Anyway, as it relates to the Redskins, I'm sorry, the Commanders and Snyder, you're not investing in a Snyder I don't care if Snyder and half the park was arrested tomorrow. An NFL franchise is not leaving this area. The Commanders will be here. So whether it's owned by Bezos or pick a billionaire in the area.
Elon Musk. I don't think he's
Elon
in the area.
Bezos.
Maybe he moves him to Mars. This is actually kind of what I started the show with, for the record, which was to say that this is more complicated than saying Dan shouldn't get our money as Virginians, or that doing business with the Commanders, a toxic organization, is a bad idea. Because really, there's an argument for doing business with the National Football League, the juggernaut that is. Now, Rick Snyder made the point today, if you do business with the NFL, the only person who makes money is the NFL, and there are certainly some arguments to that. But the point being, this is a generational opportunity, I would say, and we don't know if Dan's going to be the owner or not. If you say no, if you pass, and they go to Maryland, and in 5 years, there is an NFC championship game at that stadium when they're in their third straight year of winning 11 games under head coach Ron Rivera or head coach Mike McDaniel after he gets blown out after one season in Miami or whatever it is. I'm telling you, man, there's going to be some FOMO. Maybe it wouldn't be FOMO.
Yeah.
Remorse,
that's the one.
There's going to
be regret
there. There is upside, massive, substantial, legitimate upside. The NFL is a machine.
There's also downside, though.
Of course. We've talked about it for 4 hours.
Right, and I think therein lies the quandary. So if you're a betting person, you look at every risk factor and trend and positive and whatever, and you'd go, is this the smartest thing to bet on?
Which is the Chat Peterson quotes we've been playing, which is what we've been talking about. All I'm saying is
there's a chance of a jackpot, too.
We all acknowledge the downside. The downside is what we've lived for 30 years.
Yeah.
You've been to a game, you've seen anything this team's done, you've seen any of their business relationships. Of course there's a downside. What hasn't really gotten acknowledged is what he was saying, which is to say, there's an upside to this too. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Hey, Matt, Maddie. How are you?
Hey, as a fan of radio, let me applaud these callers. These are great calls.
Attaboy.
Congrats on the move, Danny.
Thank you.
Welcome to Virginia.
Virginia's doing great.
We're elite. The perception of the new stadium's location, think about it, it changed in like a blink of an eye. Like when they agreed to buy that land, we all thought it was going there. And now all of a sudden everything's changed. I would love to see it come to Prince William. You know, I could take the golf cart out to the main drag and watch all the Commanders fans drive by that are stuck in traffic trying to divert around the Marine Corps base. It should come to Virginia. That'd be amazing. Everybody's making great points, and it's going into business with the NFL. That is such a great point. I mean, you want an NFL team.
You want a big league team of any variety. I mean, they haven't had one. I've been in Virginia my whole life. The best it gets is minor league baseball, and that's awesome. I was at a Fred Nats game the other night. I've been to Potomac Nationals games for years, Richmond Braves games. I'm really, really cool. It would be cool to hop into the big leagues for once in the state of Virginia. The question is the deal right for you, and can you trust Dan Snyder? I mean, should you help him? Should you do anything to benefit him? Has he earned that in any way? That's what these lawmakers have to debate. I want really quick takes from Darris and Ryan because they represent Maryland and Virginia. Darris, you are Largo, Maryland guy, I believe?
Upper Marlboro.
Upper Marlboro.
Why do I always say Largo?
I don't know.
Where is Largo?
It's south of Upper Marlboro.
Yeah. It's around Upper Marlboro. So
okay.
It's kind of why.
I didn't want to be redundant because I feel like we've had 14 calls from Upper Marlboro, and I'm like, he can't be from there. Not everyone is calling in from
there. Nope. There's a lot of us.
Yes. What are you rooting for this week?
I don't really have a strong feeling of, oh, I want the stadium in Maryland. Oh, I want it in D.C. Oh, I want it in Virginia. Because I'm one of the crazy few fans who's willing to travel anywhere to go see my team play.
You don't care where it ends up.
I don't care where it ends up ultimately.
So FedEx 2.0 right by your house or Woodbridge, you don't care at all?
Care at all. Regardless of where it is, as long as my team is enjoyable to watch, I will be there to watch them and support them.
Wow. All right, Ryan, Virginia guy, stadium guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much a stadium guy as Darris is.
Stadium
we all
guy, if we compared.
But he is Darris is the king of the stadiums. He's the Dutch of the stadiums.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Where are you at on this?
So originally I did want it in Virginia, and all I really want at this point is something like a Patriot place. I want something to entertain me as long, because, I mean, let's be honest. The football team, as of right now, is not going to entertain anyone. It's just not. So I need some bars there. I need some entertainment. I need something to bring me there along with the experience. I still love going to Nats games this year, even though they're terrible, because there's a ton of things to do after the game and before the game. It's a good area to go around, get some drinks, hang out with some people. I just need something like that, something like a Patriot place.
So I tweeted Danny, and I'm relying upon people following the rules here, which probably didn't happen. But I said, Virginia taxpayers only, please. Otherwise, just click to view the results. So I gave them their option so they didn't have to ruin anything. So I really had to want to ruin my poll. So the choices were you're for, you're against giving Snyder money and the team money in Virginia. And then the other option you click if you weren't a Virginia taxpayer. 21% say, yes, bring them here. And if you have to give them the money, no problem. 49% say they're against it. 2-1. Quick poll at Grant H. Paulson.
Very scientific.
Yeah, not gospel, but between that and the phone lines today, it tells a little bit of a story. If you missed Jeremy McPike, the state senator, you got to listen to that.
He was fantastic. Odyssey app, rewind function, podcast at grantandandy.com.
What do you got going tonight?
Last night before the move, my friend, a hellscape at home. Boxes, fights. It's going to be great.
The night before you move is actually...
It's terrifying.
Probably worse than the move itself.
Yeah, it's all bad.
It's one of the worst nights ever. I don't envy you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy yourself. Thanks for listening. For Darris, Ryan, G&D saying so long. Nats baseball next.
Virginia's doing great. Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.